From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A series of bomb blasts killed nearly 150 people in two previously quiet Syrian coastal cities. Monday, the blasts involving car bombs and suicide attack belts claimed by Islamic State occurred in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. The militant group said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. Russia, which backs Mr. Assad, has a naval base in Tartus and an air base near Jabla. A Kremlin spokesman said the attacks underscore the need to continue the negotiating process. The U.S. condemned the attacks, also known by the IS group, also known as Daesh. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
We're obviously going to continue efforts to destroy Daesh in the region. We understand that Daesh represents a threat that is palpable to all in Syria and in Iraq. I think what it highlights is the need, urgent need, to get a political process moving forward that can resolve the civil war in Syria so that all parties can turn their attention to Daesh.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned Monday's attacks, noting an escalation in military activity. IS terrorists Monday claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings, one outside an army recruiting center in Yemen's southern city of Aden, another outside the Badr army base that killed more than 40 people. More protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission occurred in several cities across the country Monday. In Nairobi, riot police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse some 100 demonstrators before they get close to the commission's headquarters. Other protests against electoral bias occurred in Kisumu, where one person was reportedly killed. Mombasa and Kakamega protesters want the commission disbanded before next year's elections. This is VOA News.